You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Lot to talk about. Apparently, many people are having surgery late in life, even the last year, last month, or even last week of life. And, of course, researchers are concerned about the cost of this. I don't think I like where this is going. All right, so, you know, when they start saying end of life, we don't know when the end of life is. And then they say seniors. How old? I get really nervous. Don't be telling me a 65-year-old is a senior. Also in the news, they're talking about how vigorous exercise three times a week will reduce men's heart attack risk by 22%. Vigorous exercise. I want you guys to hold on. Don't start exercising vigorously yet. I'm a little concerned about this. Also, we're talking about how stress seems to be the number one cause for people to leave work, take extended leave from work. We were talking about that on the previous hour, and I want to talk about that today, as well as some medical highlights and headlines, like testosterone, normally high testosterone preventing men from getting heart attacks, a pill that may actually reverse diabetes, etc. Lots of good stuff. We're just going to recap some medical highlights and headlines of today, as well as get to some more medical news. But, of course, I want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so before our previous hour, we're talking about stress and how, you know, that seems to be the number one request for time off work. And I have to agree. I had two patients today ask me for time off work and fill out their FMLA forms because of stress. And, you know, we talked about how taking mental days or needing to take extended leave for stress may actually put a target on your back. You know, because if the boss has to hire somebody to cover your extended leave, what incentive is there for the boss to hire you back? He might as well keep your replacement. You know, I'm not saying that's right. I think, you know, people do deserve to have time off and take that break. Of course, you know, we were talking about last hour. That's why the Bible has the Sabbath. You know, we need a day off. We need a, you know, a day for rest. Some of us need 2 days off. Some of us, we need, you know, more sleep and more rest than others. I need naps. I need to take a nap. And on my days I don't take a nap, I fumble on my words. Y'all can hear me on the air. You know, I try to, you know, say nama-glutamic acid, and I can't say it if I didn't get my nap. When I got my nap, boom, it just spews out so lovely, so nicely. So, you know, some of us, we need more rest than others. Some of us, we can handle the stress, but we need, more of a break. Some of us, we get burnout. And so what we talked about in the last hour, which I want to talk about today and reinforce, is if you do feel like you were on the verge of burnout, you need to identify it and you have to address it. Okay, people getting burnout or people going through nervous breakdowns, and I got to tell you, when I have people in a nervous breakdown, sometimes there's no turning back. I mean, they are in this breakdown for a month even, and it's frightening because I thought, okay, you have your breakdown, you do your cry, and then you regroup after an hour. It's not like that. When you get that breakdown, when you get that nervous breakdown, you can be down for the count for months. And so if you feel like you need a quote-unquote mental day, or if you feel like you need to take time off work, you know, because you're working with a radio host and, you know, she drives you crazy in between breaks. Sorry, Donovan. I can understand Donovan's working the board today, so if he needs a mental day because he has to work with me, I don't blame him. But listen, if you think you're getting to that point, you need to sit down and talk to your boss, okay? You have a 50-50 chance of your boss, you know, either being logical and saying, I'm glad you brought this up to me, or being an idiot saying, look, I could just replace you. All right, and if that's the kind of boss you have, that's not the kind of boss you want to be. Remember, when you take on a job, yes, you need to support your family, you need the money, you need to pay the rent, so short term you need monetary gains. But you're also looking for a job that you could work long term. If a job is too stressful, you probably need to start looking for another one. I know this is the worst economy, the worst time. I used to give this advice back in 2003 and 2004. And, you know, people would come in that need antidepressants, that need Valiums, that be drinking alcohol just because they hate their job. I'm like, change your job. right? It's not worth you medicating yourself. Change your job. Nowadays, though, with high unemployment, jobs are far few in between, so we're taking whatever work we can get. We're taking on the workload of 2-3 employees because everybody got laid off, and the only ones left, last man standing, has to do multiple jobs. But if you feel like you were on the verge of burnout, you sit down with your boss. And like we talked about on the previous hour, you know, there's a variety of ways to do it. If you tell your boss, I need a mental day, all right, that could kind of imply that you can't handle the job, you're about to have a breakdown, and to an untrained, you know, non-professional, you know, in psychology, they may misinterpret that. But if you're, you know, if it's not that you need a mental day because you think you're going mental, but you're really fatigued, you're feeling a little burned out, you think you need a little bit more sleep or you're having trouble sleeping, all right, that's more approachable, you know. And if I, as an employer, because not only have I been an employee, but I'm an employer as well. If somebody came up to me saying, Dahlia, look, I want to do my job and I want to do it well. But I noticed because of lately the way things have been, you know, with coworkers being, you know, being busy and, you know, with the way the workload is, I'm noticing I'm getting a little burned out. Okay, I want to do my job. I want to do it well. But I don't know if I need an extra 15-minute break. I don't know if I need to, you know, maybe work from home for part of the shift. I don't know if I need to come in an hour early, later so I could get some more sleep. But then I power out the 8 hours and seven. But I'd love to come up with you, you know, with a plan. I'd love to, you know, come up with a plan with you because I don't want to burn out and then have less productivity. And if somebody came up to me with that, I'd be like, great, let's come up with a plan. I'm glad you came to me before the problem fell apart. And I think that's a much better approach than, you know, saying I need a mental day or here my doctor gave me 4 weeks off. You know, and I can't tell you how many of my patients, they took 4 weeks off, 6 weeks off, 8 weeks off. Their boss wouldn't let them back. They had to hire a replacement. So now they either fire the replacement or they, you know, fire you. So it's a tough situation right now. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talk Radio, taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, we would love your comments. Follow me on Facebook, and please follow me on Twitter. All right, so some interesting news today. We were talking about vigorous exercise by men 3 times a week reduces a heart attack. Now, I don't like vigorous. I don't like that word vigorous. But the studies are saying men who do vigorous exercise 3 times a week are found to have significantly lower risk of heart attack. This is published in the American College of Sports Medicine. They said also other important markers like hemoglobin A1C, which is a marker of diabetes, vitamin D, apolipoprotein B, were also at healthy levels. Of course, they looked at insulin sensitivity, cholesterol, etc. Now, this is what I think is happening. What I think is happening is they're looking at your typical athletes and your men that run. I have a lot of patients in their 60s and 50s, you know, that run. They run marathons. They exercise. And, yeah, they're some of my healthiest patients. They have lean body mass, you know, good muscle mass, low cholesterol, blood pressure is great. But what I don't want happening is people reading this going, okay, I'm going to go from 0 to 70 now. I'm going to go from not exercising to exercising 3 times a week vigorously without getting your heart checked. Just make sure your heart can handle it, please. Because I think some of us that go from, like I said, 0 to 70 without, having our heart checked, sometimes our heart can't handle it. We talk talked about a study earlier this year where people who have never had sex, or, you know, let's say they've had a dry spell for years, all of a sudden, boom, they get back into the swing of things, start having sex, they could be at risk for a heart attack. And again, you need to condition. Conditioning is so important. You need to kind of condition up to where you need to. And some of us, we just start getting chest pain and shortness of breath if we, you know, go to too high a heart rate. Have your heart rate, have your cardiologist while you're working out on the treadmill watch you. And if you do start to have any symptoms, you tell them when you're having symptoms. They'll tell you what heart rate, et cetera. And they'll make sure you're not having symptoms because of a coronary blockage, a, you know, artery in the heart blockage. But listen, we do know that those that exercise, that are very athletic and continue their athletics, do well. So there is something to exercise. Now, it's interesting because they say vigorous exercise 3 times a week. What's interesting about this study is in the 80s and 90s, we used to tell you to exercise 3 days a week. Then in the last 10 years, we're like, you need to exercise every day. You need to do an hour of exercise every day. Now, are they going back to saying, oh, just do it a few times a week? See, that's going to be interesting. What do they need us to do? This is a phenomenon I'm noticing, okay? I think we should be exercising every day. I think, you know, we should have some sort of exercise every day. It burns off the food. It keeps our muscles up. It helps with our bones. It helps with our endorphins. It helps with depression. It helps with our bowels. It helps with our sleep. Exercise every day is good. But what's very interesting is a lot of my patients who gain weight in their 40s and 50s and 60s, they say, Dahlia, I don't get it. I've been doing the same amount of exercise. I park in the same place, have the same amount of walking to and from work. I have to go up the stairs and down the stairs. I use a little pedometer, and I walk an average of 5 miles a day at work. Why am I gaining weight? Well, maybe what's happening is the body is getting so used to the baseline exercise that if you want to keep yourself healthy, you have to step it up. So what I'm wondering is, are the recommendations going to later be an hour of exercise a day plus an extra vigorous workout of an hour a day 3 times a week? Now, remember, what are we compensating for? Well, in the olden days, we used to walk. We didn't have cars. We would walk, and even if we had cars, we still did a lot of walking. Or you had to, you know, do a lot with your car. And, you know, even when we had horses, you had to do a lot with the horse, maintaining the horse, riding the horse. I mean, you know, there was still more exercise, more energy expenditure when we did that. I mean, now what do? We get out of the house. You know, sometimes we don't even go outside. The car is in the garage. So all you have to do is step out of your door. You jump in your car. You get to work. You park right up to the door, jump out. You sit at a desk for 8-9 hours, get back into the car, come home, sit on the couch and watch TV. You don't know, your body wasn't designed to do that. Your body was designed to hunt and gather. That's what our bodies did back in caveman days. We had to hunt our food. We had to run after the animal. We had to spear the animal. And for those of us that weren't doing the hunting, we were doing the gathering. We had to pick. We had to gather. We had to farm. We had to cultivate. So we were doing a lot more exercise. Plus, look at with the kids. You know, with our kids, they would run around and we followed them around. We didn't have play pens. In the olden days, we didn't have these, you know, stroller or restrainers. I mean, now, I can't believe you walk through, you know, the baby stores. There are so many products designed on keeping your baby imprisoned and, you know, in one area so you could function. And now, mind you, we need car seats, absolutely. Car seats are important, et cetera. But, you know, I see parents, they dump their kid in the swing. They dump their kid in the playpen. You know, and obviously, so the kid doesn't, you know, get into trouble and wreak havoc and, you know, do harm unto himself. But, you know, whatever happened to taking the kid outside, taking the kid to the park, and letting him run around and roll around on the blanket, you know, and now it's all confining. We're busy people. We need to work in front of our computer. So, of course, we're packing on the pounds. We're getting fatter. We're raising our cholesterol. We're upping our diabetes. And we're dying of heart attacks and stroke. Now, I know some of you are like, well, yeah, we died of heart attacks and stroke when we were younger, too. And, you know, in the caveman days, yes, we did. Absolutely. You know, people would eat the fat. People would eat the skin. You know, maybe those things just, you know, weren't the most conducive to a healthy heart. But we have to do things differently. So I guess my prediction is if the studies are going to come out where we need to actually work out rigorously, they're not going to go back and say we don't need exercise every day. We do need exercise every day. In fact, our body, you know, I mean, just 1 hour a day to compensate for the cars and the computers is not enough. So I foresee that they're going to definitely add more and more, and that's what's going to happen. Okay. Also in the news today, a lady had a miscarriage from these Listeria cantaloupes. The story's not going away. These stories are not going away. These Listeria cases, now we're up to 18 people who have died. Over 100 people have gotten sick. A young lady who was in her early pregnancy miscarried because of these contaminated cantaloupes. You know, and people are like, why is this going on? Aren't the cantaloupes dead by now? I mean, didn't they ripen and then, you know, now rot? Well, here's the thing. Listeria infections can actually develop up to 2 months after eating contaminated food. So 2 months later of you having it in your system, you could get sick. Now, usually you get sick the first week or two, but this is why we're seeing still more and more people have issues. I mean, now 20 states have been affected by these Jensen Farm cantaloupes, not to mention the farm town has definitely felt the pain with this. And it's really sad for people to die from a Listeria infection. But, you know, this is the first case I know where it caused a miscarriage. Now, usually Listeria affects older people, they say. You know, average age of the people that have, you know, become ill have been 79. That's been the average ill, but also the average age. But also people that have weakened immune systems, like pregnant women, are also at risk. Children, etc. So again, you know, we talked about earlier this week why other melons like watermelons and honeydew weren't at higher risk of Listeria. And we talked about, well, because of the skin. Honeydew and watermelons are smooth, yet the cantaloupe have all those divots and crevices, and so the Listeria could camp out in that, and so they're very harder to clean. So, of course, Listeria is in deli meat, in unpasteurized milk, unpasteurized drinks. So, of course, you need to be careful with that. All right. Also in medical news, we talked about today how there's a possible medication or a pill that they could come out with containing nicotinamide mononucleotide, NMN, which actually plays a role in the way cells handle energy and consume glucose. And when they gave this NMN to diabetic mice, female diabetic mice, the diabetic mice weren't diabetic anymore. When they gave it to men, they also noticed increased glucose tolerance, all right, where the mice could handle their glucose better and have less diabetes. The female mice did better than the male mice, but what they want to eventually do later is come up with a pill with this NMN, NMN, not M&Ms, people, NMN, and give it to, you know, give it to humans and hopefully use it as a cure for diabetes. I don't know how long it works, how long it stays in the system. From what I understand, the glucose control lasted for some time. So, you know, if they could come up with a once-a-month medication for diabetes, especially with those of us, you know, more and more of us are getting diabetes, that would just be absolutely fascinating. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I also want to talk about some more advancements in medical science, as well as get to your emails. We haven't gotten to your emails yet at drdahlia.com. And, of course, call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I was talking about the new advancements in medicine, really, really cool. They were able to program these monkeys were able to mentally move a virtual arm. This was absolutely fascinating. Technical University in Munich, where they were able to, through biofeedback and a brain implant, have these monkeys be able to move an avatar-type arm using feedback with vibration, etc., and they were able to move a limb. And where this technology is going to later translate to is those humans, those of us that are quadriplegics or paralyzed, if we're able to retrain our brain to move a limb, that they would basically make an exoskeleton that would be kind of linked to our brains through, I guess, wires or something, and force us mentally to be able to move this limb. I mean, this is Star Trek cool. Now, I still don't know all the logistics on how this is going to work, but they are actually planning, and they're hoping that in the world, at the World Cup in 2014, when the Brazilian team comes out on the field, they have two quadriplegic teenagers that will be able to kick the ball with their artificial limb. I mean, just absolutely fascinating. So we'll see. Now, also in technology news, the Japanese have developed a toilet motorcycle. It's crazy. You guys see these pictures on Facebook. I put it up on my Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show page. Apparently, this is a motorcycle that runs on poop. And to exemplify this, the driver actually sits on a toilet. So the driver sits on the toilet. There's this big roll of toilet paper in the back. There's this little toilet in the front. And it actually runs on excrement. It's a toilet attached to a three-wheeled bike. Now, the only problem is you can't read while trying to fuel it because then you can't drive. And I still don't know why they did it. I guess it also plays music and talks. I just, absolutely fascinating. I just don't know what we're going to do with this. I don't know if this is something we want to buy. I don't know. All right. I got to tell you, it just, you know, I'm just mind-boggled, absolutely mind-boggled. All right, let's go to some of your emails. I want to see what you guys have to say at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can call at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Donnie writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a 70-year-old male. For the past couple weeks, I am experiencing what feels like muscle pains, starting in my buttocks, moving around to my upper thighs. It pains when I stand up and walk, and also when laying in bed on my back. Any thoughts? Thank you. Okay, so if you're having muscle pains that start from the buttock area and then moves to your thighs, you know, I still think of sciatica, right? Because sciatica, you got a pinched nerve in the back. You could have back pain with it, or you may not have back pain with it. And you get some sort of nerve pinching. It goes to the buttocks, then it goes to the thighs. Now, depending on where you have the nerve pinching, sometimes in your back, if you have some disc disease or issues, also tells us where the pain goes. You know, you have five lumbar vertebrae. L4, L5 is a very common place, but L5, S1, which is a lower area, lumbar spine going into your sacrum, which later attaches to your coccyx, your tailbone, those you'll feel pain even farther down your leg. So when we're looking at buttocks and thighs, I think of the L4, L5 disc area. It could be you have a slip disc. It could be sciatica. But here's the thing. If both sides of your tush hurt, okay, and if it's both legs, not only could it be muscular, also could be vascular. You could have some clogged arteries, and, you know, sometimes you could be getting pains. But I kind of think about medication. You know, a lot of us that take cholesterol medication, the statin medication, we get cramps. We get leg cramps, and we get them both sides, bilaterally and symmetrically. So my first concern is if you're having these types of issues, I would be concerned that maybe you're on a cholesterol medication. Another thing is you could be actually on a diuretic. Now, the diuretics we get, like the hydrochlorothiazide, et cetera, those are with blood pressure medications. And with the blood pressure medications, either you take the diuretic by yourself or the water pill is combined with the medication, like lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, Losartan hydrochlorothiazide. Some of you may recognize the names Hyzar, Avalide, Diavan, HCT. If you're taking a water pill, the water pill can cause you to lose your potassium. If you lose your potassium, you could get muscle aches. So if you're getting muscle aches, you know, I would recommend, okay, A, of course, you know, make sure you get a good blood workup, have them do a blood count, a comprehensive panel, checking your salts, et cetera. Make sure your thyroid's good. Make sure your CPK is good, of course. And, but if you are having pain that worsens when you lie down or when you get up, that makes me think more musculoskeletal. So if that's the case, I then start to think of more of a nerve pinching. But it's frustrating because a lot of us ache, a lot of us hurt, and when it's localized like that, it's frustrating. Of course, make sure you get an x-ray. Sometimes we do get compression fractures as we age. Our bone thins. Remember we talked about on the show a few shows ago, we were talking about how we lose our height as we age. And one of the reasons why we lose our height is our arches of our feet can fall. We could slouch over, slump over, hunch over. We call it becoming kyphotic. With our spine, but also the discs, the discs in between the vertebrae that are basically the cushions and the shock absorbers, those dry out, and when they deflate, you could lose an inch and a half. Now, that can cause bone-on-bone. It could also cause nerve pinching. But even more so, it could accelerate some of the osteoporosis. As our bones thin, they don't like to have the trauma of the bone-on-bone. They like to have the cushion. They like to have the shock absorption. So if your bones start to thin and you get osteoporosis, you could actually have a fracture of one of the vertebrae, and that could cause you to be shorter. So those are things you need to think about and check with your doctor. Great question. Great question. Let's go to another one. Richard writes, Doctor, my urologist's office called me today saying my kidney stone that I passed last week was acidic. Not sure what that means, but what do you recommend so I don't get another one? Okay, if your urologist called and you don't understand what the results say, you need to call him back. Acidic, to me, that could mean it was a cysteine stone or a uric acid stone. Okay, kidney stones. What are kidney stones? Kidney stones are deposits that happen in your kidney that your kidney lets loose as it falls and it goes through the ureter. It scrapes and it causes horrible pain. I had a kidney stone. I was miserable. I was bleeding. I was crying. It was worse than labor. It was absolutely horrible. And I just, sympathize with anybody having a kidney stone. And then, of course, it falls into the bladder. Hopefully it dissolves in the bladder or it comes out of their urethra, which is the tube that connects the bladder to the outside. Most kidney stones are calcium oxalate. And those calcium stones, how we treat them is we check your medicines. Sometimes your medicines could cause an increase in urinary calcium, causing it to solidify and cause those stones. Of course, maybe sometimes decreasing your dietary calcium. If they're saying acid, acidic, I'm wondering if they told you uric acid. Now, uric acid was the type of stone I had. Uric acid you get from eating meats, purines. Some of you recognize uric acid because you have gout. Now, what do we tell our people that have gout? We say stay away from meat, stay away from alcohol, all right, because the purines can cause a rise in uric acid. The uric acid crystallizes. It's actually a beautiful compound. Crystallizes, can cause pain in the knee, pain in the joints, ear, et cetera, pain in the toe, and it can also cause kidney stones. So you may have to, if it's a uric acid kidney stone, be put on a medication to decrease your uric acid. But again, it's hard to tell from your email. What you're going to have to do is talk to your doctor. What I'm glad that your urologist did is I'm glad he was able to figure out what type of a kidney stone you had. If you ever pass a kidney stone and you can't find the stone and you're looking under the couch and all over, then they could do a kidney stone analysis where they look at your urine over 24 hours and see what's high. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in costs. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you can continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at drdahlia, drdahlia.h. Whew, a lot of spelling. Okay. So it looks like 69 million people now have to travel farther to reach a trauma center than they did back in 2001. Apparently what's happening is travel times have increased 30 minutes to an hour because Americans live farther away from the nearest trauma center. This is happening because trauma centers and hospitals have closed down. Apparently many hospitals and trauma centers have closed down because they had to take on the uninsured patients who couldn't pay. You know, remember we were talking about earlier this year, we were talking about, like, dialysis. Dialysis kills the hospital because people that are uninsured or aren't citizens or don't qualify for Medicaid come in, and they come in renal failure. So, of course, the hospital, you know, sends them to the dialysis ward, gives them dialysis, and it costs money. And if there's no money, the hospital eventually closes. So now that there's less hospitals, this really hurts people in small towns and rural areas or areas that are underserved. Now the transit time to get to the hospital or trauma center is longer, even if it's with an ambulance. Now, of course, this is really concerning because if you have a stroke or a heart attack, I mean, time is crucial. If you have any sort of trauma, it's crucial. The other thing we're having is a lot of people use a trauma center when they should really just go to an emergency room, or some people are going to the emergency room that really need a trauma center. So we're, you know, in addition to the medication shortages that we're seeing and a lot of the other problems that we're seeing with healthcare, now we're seeing not enough hospitals and longer transit times. And, of course, with less hospitals, less room in the waiting room and more people in the waiting room. Now, an interesting study came out today in The Lancet where they found that surgery later in life is becoming more and more frequent. Now, we've all known this. You know, we could do hip replacements. We could do knee replacements. We could do cardiac surgery. But they're saying that they found, here's some statistics, okay? Apparently, they did an examination of operations performed on Medicare recipients, and they looked at thousands upon thousands of medical recipients, and they found that 1 in 3 had surgery in the last year of life. 1 in 3, nearly 1 in 5 had surgery in the last month of life, and nearly 1 in 10 Medicare recipients had surgery in the last week of life. They said the oldest patients were less likely to have surgery, but the patients who were in their 60s had a 38.4% chance of having surgery the last year of life. Now, of course, what's being discussed is, are we doing surgery unnecessarily on our older population? Now, I mean, what, you know, kind of concerns me is if we're doing knee replacements and hip replacements, I mean, those are surgeries that, you know, they're elective surgeries, but they're surgeries that help the quality of life. And if the patient wants to have that surgery done, you know, who's to tell them, sorry, you're too old? You know, we can't be spending our Medicare dollars on you because you're at, quote, unquote, end of life. They're not end of life. But here's an example they bring up, all right? They aren't bringing up the knee replacements and the hip replacements. They're bringing up a gentleman who they believe had metastatic pancreatic cancer. The gentleman had metastatic pancreatic cancer, and a month earlier, he had actually been fine. He had been doing well, looking fine, but then he started to have some major issues. So what the doctors did is they did an upper endoscopy, then they did a colonoscopy because the man had internal bleeding. Now, if somebody who's battling cancer is doing well and all of a sudden starts to have internal bleeding, no, the doctor and the family isn't going to say, oh, okay, well, I guess this is, oh, is everything okay? I doubt the doctor is going to say, oh, okay, it's, you know, their time to die, we're going to stop. No, they're going to want to do full court press. So the doctors want, you know, so the doctors went in, did it. And of course, you know, if somebody's internally bleeding and it's an ulcer, you could do an endoscopy, find the area, cauterize, you know, put them on fluids, do bowel rest, try to heal the ulcer. So, you know, if somebody's having internal bleeding, that doesn't mean it's the end for them. Well, they did an endoscopy and a colonoscopy, but then for some reason they decided to do abdominal surgery. Now, they went in and did abdominal surgery because they were probably trying to find where the bleeding was coming from. The man died from a complication of the surgery while they were looking for the internal bleeding. And, you know, some of the sources are saying, well, look, you know, maybe we should have let him be at home, being with his family, giving him something, you know, to help him, I guess, ease through the internal bleeding. See, here's my problem with that, okay? People battle cancer, people battle conditions a lot, and they don't necessarily need hospice. You know, we continue to think that somebody with cancer ends up deteriorating, then they can't take care of themselves, they need pain management, they go to hospice, and then from hospice, they die. Now, yes, that's the course of some people with cancer, but many of the cancer patients we take care of now, they're going to work. I mean, they're battling the cancer, and some of them are very successful at battling cancer. Look at Christina Applegate. She had bilateral breast cancer. She had her bilateral mastectomy implants. She's doing well. Wanda Sykes or if I'm pronouncing, she had breast cancer. She decided to get a mastectomy. I have patients with prostate cancer, colon cancer. I have a gentleman who was told he had 6 months to live, is now in his 12th year doing well of having metastatic colon cancer. Now the cancer goes to the lungs. He gets treatments. He gets chemo. It shrinks. Here he is 12 years later, spending time with his wife, spending time with his grandchildren, doing charity work, you know. And I know, you know, some people may feel, well, we should let people go. We should use the money for other people. And other people are like, well, wait a second, you know, who's to say, how could the government or how could, you know, doctors decide, no, you're at your end of life. I can't stand it when I hear that somebody, you know, was told they had 3 to 6 months to live, and, you know, not given the chance of having the chemotherapy or the radiation or the surgery. Because like I said, I have living proof of patients that are living well beyond what they were quoted. And good for them. The only thing is when the time does seem to come when they are going to be, you know, going to heaven, it seems to be sudden. And sometimes it seems to be completely unrelated to the cancer. You know, so I'll have patients that are, you know, battling colon cancer, et cetera, and all of a sudden they get a pneumonia. So, of course, you're going to treat the pneumonia. You're going to treat the pneumonia like you would with anybody else. You're going to give them antibiotics. If they need to be in the hospital, you'll get, you know, put them in the hospital, give them oxygen therapy, give them have respiratory therapy, see them. You do the antibiotics, and some of them die from the pneumonia. Some of them get better and come out. So when they do these studies saying, you know, saying people are getting surgeries or they're getting procedures and money is being spent during end of life, if my cancer patient gets pneumonia, I'm not going to call it quits because he, quote unquote, has cancer. I'm going to treat the pneumonia. Yes, the pneumonia may unfortunately do him in, or the pneumonia is coincidental. You treat the pneumonia and you send him on his way and he still lives his life. So it's very frustrating because medical science just blows us away. Nature blows us away. And a lot of us think spiritually, when it's our time, it's our time. Right? It's not the cancer that's deciding. It's not the doctor that's deciding or the medicine or the chemo. It's God deciding. So how do you convince those people, sorry, it's end of life. We need to call it quits. We need to save money. And what I'm really frustrated about is many of the people on Medicare right now are older Americans, you know, put in their dues, right? They put in their dues all these years, paying money, paying taxes, so that Medicare would be there for them, and we wouldn't be making these decisions. I think what is so heartbreaking is the baby boomers now, turning 65 and going on Medicare, have to have this fear that Medicare is not going to be around for them. What a dupe. They've been putting money into the system all these years. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. If we're off air, when you want to call in, call 1-877-DOC-DOLLY and leave us your voicemail, and we'll play it on air and answer your question. Take care. Be safe.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.